Middle of Torah Chof Aleph and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 71, the right-hand column, about a third of the way down the page. In middle of the line where there's a two dots, the last two words on the line are V'alkein Li'osid Yichyu Chaim Nitzchim. So far we had a few shiurim on this chapter on Likutei Moran. The part that we're up to right now is Rabbein Azal's discussing the concept of Chaim Nitzchim, eternity, and how important Das is. And that the more a person is zeichet to have Das, to understand Hashem, and to understand what Hashem wants us to understand, the more that person becomes part of Hashem. And Rabbein Azal described the Geula, when Moshiach will come, when there'll be a shalom between all animals, there won't be any kas in the world, that'll all be based on a Hagdolas Hadas, the fact that there'll be a tremendous increase in Sechel, in understanding. Now Rabbein Azal says, V'alkein li'osid yichyu chayim nitzchim. And therefore, because in the future there'll be this tremendous increase in Das, therefore people will live eternally. Ki oz yizgala hadas, because then the Das will be revealed. V'yu nichlolim bi'echod. And everybody will become part of the oneness of Hashem. V'alkein om razal, and therefore the Gemara says that we say in our davening, Bayoim hahu yihyeh Hashem echod ishmo echod, that there's going to come a time in the future when Hashem and His name will be one. So the Gemara asks, V'chi hoidno hulav echod, nowadays Hashem is not one. So the Gemara says, yeah, nowadays Hashem is not one. Nowadays there's a concept of two relative to us, meaning that there are certain things which we perceive as being good, happy occasions. There are certain things which we perceive as being bad, tragedy, chas v'shalom. There's a concept of a boruch hatoiv ha-meitiv that's made at a very happy occasion. There's a concept of a boruch dayan emes, which is a bracha that's said when chas v'shalom somebody passes away, a close relative passes away. Whereas in the future, everything will be one. Elo achshov mevorchen al haro boruch dayan emes v'la toiv ha-toiv ha-meitiv. Avlo osid yivorchu al ha-koil ha-toiv ha-meitiv. The Gemara says, nowadays, on the good we say ha-toiv ha-meitiv, on the bad we say dayan emes. In the future, we're going to say ha-toiv ha-meitiv for everything. Kilo osid sheyizgala hadas, because in the future, when the das will be revealed, yedu she'ein shum ra bo'olam klal, people will be zeicher to reach an understanding that there's no such thing as bad, rak kuloi toiv v'kuloi echod, but rather that everything is good and everything is one. Interesting to note, kuloi, the word echod, Rabbein Azal brought in a Torah Likutei Moran much earlier, Torah Dalet, the word echod is bigimatria ahavo. That in the future, everybody's going to understand that everything is one. Which one is it? Is it the kindness or the harshness? The answer is, it's going to be the chesed. And this is also, the Arizal says, the concept behind the fact that we say, Bayoim hahu yihyeh. In the future, Hashem will be. The word yihyeh is actually the name of Hashem in the form that it's going to be in the future. Nowadays, there's a concept of Hashem's name being two parts, Yud-Kei and Vov-Kei. Yud-Kei, the first two letters, the Yud and Hei, represent a higher level of understanding, a higher level of kindness. Vov-Kei represents a lower level of, relative to Yud-Kei, it's a lower level of kindness, a lower level of understanding. Bayoim hahu, in the future, Yihyeh. Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei will be converted to Yud-Kei Yud-Kei. They'll be all oneness. They'll be all Das. They'll be all Chesed. There won't be any more this concept of two, even Kaviyochel within the name of Hashem. V'gam ha-Golus u'rak mi-Chesaron ha-Das. We learned earlier that the whole concept of Golus, exile, is also based on a concept of a deficiency in wisdom, in understanding. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanovi, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. Hashem says, therefore, my nation went into exile because they were lacking in Das. The whole concept of Golus is a frame of mind where the Das is weak. V'alkein hoysa gulas Mitzrayim al yidei Moshe. And this is the reason why the whole concept of redemption, especially for Mitzrayim, came about through Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu hoyo bechinas das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of das. He was the one whose main achievement for Klal Yisrael was to present them the Torah, which represents the das of Hashem. So if golus represents lack of das, the one to eliminate the golus was the symbol of das, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ze shekosu v'idatem ki ani Hashem hamoytzi eschem itachas sivlois Mitzrayim. This is why the pasuk says when Hashem is describing the fact that he's going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, you will know that I am Hashem that took you out of the suffering of Mitzrayim. In other words, what's the concept of leaving the suffering of Mitzrayim? A concept of vidatem, being zoche to shleimus hadas, ki ikar hageula al yedei hadas, because the main concept of redemption comes through das, through understanding, which means you could have a person who's supposedly free. The person appears to be a free person, but because they're not in a good frame of mind, because the sechel isn't where they're supposed to be, that person is living in a prison. That person is suffering and experiencing imprisonment, and the person can't go anywhere, can't move, can't advance. Whereas you can have a person who seems to be confined and restricted, but the brain is where it's supposed to be, the das is where it's supposed to be. There's nobody more free than that person. Just like the Gemara says, Ein ben choyren ela misho isik b'toyra, that the only person who's considered a free man according to the Torah is a person who's oisik in Torah. Oisik in Torah means the person has das. Das is synonymous with the opposite of golus. The histalkus of das, we learned earlier that an example of losing one's das is kas, anger. This is why the goliyos, the four goliyos of Bnei Yisrael, are marumas in the word anger. We say on Friday night in the davening, asher nishbati bi'api im yevoyun el menuchosi. Hashem says, I have sworn in my anger that the Jews will not arrive at their place of rest, which means Eretz Yisrael. They won't be zechet Eretz Yisrael, but rather they'll be in golus. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word bi'api is merames the four golios of Bnei Yisrael. Bovel, the base is Bovel, the Aleph is Edoim, the Pei stands for Poras, Poras Umodai, and the Yud stands for Yovon. So we see that golus is synonymous with kas, which is synonymous with a lack of das. We learned earlier, kas b'cheik ksilim yanuach, that anger rests in the lap of fools. Kas is synonymous with a lack of das. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'da, you should know, shegam lo osid shetim olei horetz deyo, v'yena seme ha-sechel ha-makiv sechel pnimi, that in the future also, when the whole world will be filled with this increase of sechel, and people are going to be zeicher that which is originally outside of their brain, makif, is going to become pnimi. It's going to enter into their mind. They're going to understand it. Gam oz yu makifin acherim. Then it's not that the concept of makifin will be eliminated. It's just that there'll be other makifin. When people will be zeicher to a higher level of wisdom, as high a level as they're zeicha to, there'll still be a higher level that they will not yet have achieved. Gam oz ki bevadai lo yedu mohus Hashem Yisborach, because people will certainly not be zeicha to understand the true depth of Hashem kaviyochel, the quality of Hashem on its highest levels. Rak kol echod yasig lefi madregosoi ulefi avoidosoi v'yigiyosoi v'tirchoi. But rather, each person, according to their level, according to how much effort and toil they put into serving Hashem before Moshiach comes, asher yoga v'torach bozeh ho'ilam b'shvil Hashem Yisborach, whereby a person worked and struggled in this world for the sake of Hashem, according to that, that's what will determine the level of understanding that they'll be zeicha to in the future. V'af shekulam yizdakhu, and even though everybody is going to receive a degree of purification, vafilu akum, even the goyim, even the non-Jews, Afal Pikein Yihye Hefrish Godoil Beinom Leveinenu. Still, there'll be a very major difference between them and Lahavdil, the Jewish people, in terms of understanding. Kima Sheyye Etzlam Oz Hasogov Yediyah Gedoilo. Because that which for them, the non-Jews, will be considered a very high level of wisdom, Yihye Etzlenu Schoik V'Dovor Poshut. To us, it'll be like a joke, and it'll be very simple and basic to us, comparatively. It won't be considered by us to be any deep wisdom or anything. As we explained earlier, that our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues will be singing. At what? At the fact that the goyim will come to a realization of Higdil Hashem Lasi Simela, that everything was really for the benefit of Bnei Yisrael. Kima Sheyiyeh Etzlam Hasogo, that which for the goyim will be considered to be a high level of achievement and understanding. Lohovin Veleida Gedulas Yisrael, to come to understand, to realize the greatness of the Am Yisrael. V'shekol toivosam ugdulosam bozeho ilam, hoya hakoil b'shvil Yisrael. And the goyim will come to a realization that all the good, all the success that they had in this world was really for the benefit of Bnei Yisrael. Ube'emes hu asoga gdoila. The truth is that that's going to be a high level of understanding. Because now, while we are all living in Olam Hazeh, people do not understand it. We are not able to understand how the Hatzlacha and the greatness that the non-Jews are experiencing in the world now, how that's really for our benefit, how it's really to serve our purposes. People today don't understand that. Afal Pikein Etzleinu Lo Yizeh Nechshav LaHasoga Klal. Still, in the future, when Mashiach will come, to us, this won't be any big achievement, any high level of understanding. Rak l'schoik v'dover poshut. This will be like a joke and very basic, elementary to us. Ki hasogoseinu v'datenu oz yigdal ma'oid. Because our level of understanding and our level of wisdom about Hashem and about the world will be much, much greater than this. Okay, that's the non-Jews compared to the Jews. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal goes on to explain, V'gam ben Yisrael bi'atzmon, and so too among Bnei Yisrael, among the Jewish people, B'vadai yihye hefrish godoil ben kol tzadik v'tzadik. There will certainly be very major differences between each and every single tzadik. Mikol shkein ben tzadik l'rosho. How much more so the differences among the Jews between those that are tzaddikim and those that are rishoim. Kima sheyihye makif loze, yihye pnimi loze konal. Because that which to one person will be considered a makif, which means something that he can't understand yet, to another person that will already be pnimi, something that he knows and takes for granted. Kol tzaddik nikhve mechuposo shel haver konal. As we explained earlier, ayin shom. And as we explained earlier, the explanation of this posuk, that the world will be filled with wisdom like the water that covers the ocean floor, where in one place it's a few inches deep, in another place it's a few miles deep. That on the surface it looks the same, but in depth there's tremendous difference between one place and another place. So too, when it will come to this das of Hashem in the future, on the surface everybody is going to know much more than they know today. But in terms of depth, no two people will be equal. Ki b'haseichel hameshutov yeh kulam shovim. Because in certain basic understandings about Hashem, everybody will be equal. Shehakol yedu es Hashem. Everybody will come to realize the existence of Hashem. Afilu akum, even the non-Jews. Ach bi'amkus hachochma, but regarding the depth of understanding, yihye kol echod lefi madregosoi. There, no two people will be alike. Each person, according to the madrega that they achieved, based on their avodas Hashem, based on how well they succeeded in serving Hashem while there was free choice, while there was a Yetzirah, while there were tests, That's what'll determine what level they're on then. Kamayim hamechasim layam, just as the water covers the ocean floor. Shelamalo hamayim shavim b'chol mokim. On the surface, the water appears to be the same height. It appears to be a flat surface. Ach bi'amkus heimuvdolem moed. But in depth, tremendous difference. Ki boze hamokim hamayim nemuchim usmuchim loretz. In one place in the ocean, the water is very low and close to the ground. In another place, the water is deeper. And in a third place, the water is so deep that it goes all the way down to the depths of the earth. So too, they're going to be tremendous differences in levels that people will be zochet to understand the greatness of Hashem in the future. This is what's meant when the Gemara uses the terminology. Kol tzadik nichve mechuposoi ki kishmagi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this much more clearly than we had till now. We had learned in the beginning of this Torah Likutei Moran that what causes the warmth inside of a person when a person is zochet to serve Hashem with hislavus, with fire. What causes that fire? The tnuas hasechel, the movement of the brain. Movement of the brain means what moves a person's brain when they hear a chiddush, when a person hears something new that they didn't hear before, that wakes a person up, that stuns a person, that awakens a person, that causes the person to move. When a person's sleeping, the Gemara says that one time Rabbi Akiva was giving a shir and his talmidim were misnamnim, they were dozing off. So he said, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Everybody heard it. It was a wild state. This was going to be like a chiddush of chidushim. A woman gave birth to 600,000? He said, yeah, Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. She gave birth to one who was equal to 600,000. So the Gemara makes a point of saying that because he wanted to wake them up, when a person is asleep, the person is still. No motion. Most people, normal people, some people bounce around in their sleep. We're talking about a typical average person who when they sleep, they're relatively dead. The Gemara says it's a 60th of death. So a person is very still. What moves the person and awakens the person? A chiddush. Rabbi Nizal said earlier that according to the tnuas hasechel, according to how much a person's brain is working and absorbing new items, new knowledge, that's what generates fire and heat inside the person's heart. That was the beginning of this chapter on Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes and connects the beginning of this chapter with the end of this chapter. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zehu kol tzadik nichve mechuposoi." When a person arrives at a certain realization, which they didn't have earlier, the person learns something new. And to that person, this is something new. The person becomes turned on and lit up and on fire from this new understanding, shehin nifleis etzloi, it's something that's wondrous to the person. Avol mi shekvar ovar bezoyso asoga, but a person who already achieved this understanding, this chiddush, a couple of years back or something like that. V'hu masig ato dvorim noiroim ugodoy lemizu asoga, and this person now is on a much higher level. He's learning things that are much more advanced than this chiddush that this person just learned. When he hears such an item, it doesn't turn him on at all. It doesn't cause any fire to flow inside of him. This is what it means when it says that each and every tzaddik will get burned from the chuppah of his friend. Meaning, that level of understanding, of learning, which to person number one, it doesn't heat him up at all. It doesn't turn him on at all. It doesn't do anything spectacular for him. ad shetzorech lehiskasois velachvois atzmoi, to the point where this person has to cover himself. You know, it's hearing that type of item is not enough to warm him up. He, while learning such an item, has to put on thermals. In other words, to keep himself warm, because it's not enough to warm him up. Ki ein hasogazu mechamemes maverasoisei klal, this level of understanding doesn't warm him up or fire him up at all. Vatzadik habeis shelamata mimenu nichve v'nivar mimeno. And the tzaddik that's on a lower level than him, when he hears this item, he gets burned from it. Now, this is what it means, kol tzaddik v'tzaddik nichve mechuposoi shel chaveroi. Chuposoi shel chaveroi means that the upper tzaddik has to have something bichofehim. He has to wear a thick jacket to cover him, symbolically, when he's learning this level of wisdom, let's say, that's called level 60. To him, he still needs something to be chofehim at that time, because level 60 is not enough to warm him up. The tzaddik below him is nichve from that level of wisdom called level 60. Now, as the way Rabbein Zal is explaining it, the pshat is a little different than what you would consider the simple pshat. Rabbein Zal is saying, kol tzaddik v'tzaddik nichve mechuposo shechavera, means that tzaddik number one will be burned from that which to his friend doesn't even warm him up. He needs a covering when he hears that to keep him warm. The lower level tzaddik will get burned from it. V'ho'inyan mavur yoyisra al pimashikosav lamala. Rav Nosson Zal says, now this could be understood much better based on what we learned earlier in the beginning of this chapter. Shalidei tnuas ha-seichel, shubachinas shefa eloikai, hainu hasogas ha-makifin, hasogas das ha-kodosh, alidei ze noilad choim bolev. We had learned earlier that through the movement of the brain, for example, when a person receives a burst of this shefa eloikai that we called ruach ha-kodesh, das, hasogas ha-das, makifin, when a person receives something like that, alidei that generates a warmth, a fire, a hislavus in the heart. Nimtzo sheikar hachamimus v'hahislavus digdusho hu al yidei hasogas hamakifin, hasogas hadas kanal. Therefore, we see from this that what warms up a person and fires a person up in holiness is the constant learning of new things, reaching higher and higher levels of understanding about Hashem. Ubozem of war hative in yinze called tzaddik nichve mechuposoi, the hainu, shetzelze had tzaddik ihe nechshav la soga gedoilo. By one tzaddik, this level of understanding will be considered to be something great, achiye nichve mimena, to the point where he gets burned from it. It's so powerful to him. Veitzla tzaddik hagovoya mimenu, whereas to the tzaddik that's on a higher level than him, that's not considered to be any news to him at all whatsoever. But for him, he needs to have a much higher level of learning in order to cover himself with, in order to warm himself up with. So we see from this that which Rabbein Zal discussed earlier in explaining this Gemara of Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Nichve Mechuposei Shel Chaveiroi, Shepirushoi Sheyihi En Nichve Mehamakif Shel Chaveiroi, which means that one person will get burned from the makif of his friend, ki makif shel ze godol mi makif shel ze, because the makif of one tzaddik is on a higher level than the makif for the other tzaddik, vasechel shu makif lo ze u plimi lo ze, and that which to the lower level tzaddik is considered makif, to the tzaddik above him, that's already pnimi to him, he knows that already. Ki chupa hu bechinas oira samakifin kanal. Because we learned earlier that the symbol of chupa, a chupa represents that wisdom that's outside. It hovers above the person or around the person. It's seichel, it hasn't yet gone into the person's brain. Kol ze hu inyan echod imashinem arkan. All of that ties in perfectly with what we learned now. Ki hachupo shehu hamakif hu bechinas chipui vekisui mamish. Because this chuppah, this makif, this wisdom that a person hasn't yet achieved, it hasn't yet gone into his brain, that's like a cloak. It's like a malbush that surrounds, just like when a person puts on clothing, there's the inner heat that the body is generating. If a person's healthy, let's say the person's body temperature, it is at a certain point, 98 point something Fahrenheit. Now, depending on weather conditions outside and depending on how a person dresses, they can increase that body heat to bring it up, to raise the temperature to a much higher level. Rabbi Nizal says so too. The das that a person understands brings that person's level of eslavos to a certain point. The das, which the person does not yet understand, that symbolizes the levushim, the clothing that the person wears, to warm him up even further. Each time a person gets a new makif, it's like he's putting on a new set of clothes, a thicker set of clothing that warms him much more, whereby he can go into much colder places and still be as warm as before when he wasn't able to go into such cold places.
What happens to that when he brings the makif inside? In other words, that makif serves to increase his heat. But what happens, isn't the tapas to bring that makif and make it a pnimi?
Each time he makes a makif a pnimi, he gets a new makif, we learned earlier. Each time a person learns something and the makif gets converted to pnimi, he gets a new makif, which means a new maldish, which means new heat. That's the hislahavus. When a person learns something new and they're nislahi, they're being nislahi from this process that just happened. A moved into B and there was a new A that was created, and that causes this heat. Ki ikar hachamimus vehislavus hum bebechinas hasoga samakifin kanal. Because the main warmth and fire comes from hasoga samakifin, which again explains to us and stresses to us how Rabbi Nizal's ideology, the ideology that Rabbi Nizal put forth of combining Torah and Tefillah, here you see where it's so important. Because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh stresses that in order for tefillah to be effective, the tefillah has to be with hislavus. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, just like if a person wants to be moiled, there has to be an ever chai, there has to be hislavus. So too, when it comes to tefillah, a person wants to be moiled shefa, there has to be chai. The person has to be alive, nislahiv. Here, Rabbi Nizal stressing, where does that hislavus come from? It comes from learning new things. If a person will see to it that each and every single day they're growing in their knowledge of Hashem, which means their knowledge of Torah, automatically they're raising that body temperature. They're creating the fire that's needed to go into, to fuel the tefillah. That the tefillah shouldn't be frozen, but rather the tefillah should be warm. That warmth comes from the Torah. Haloi koi dvorai ko eish num Hashem. There are so many psukim that stress that the Torah represents something warm, fire. Vahovein heitev. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. V'yochoi liyois sheyu kamo tzadikim. It's possible that there'll be several tzadikim. Kishiyavoyu loylam hapo al hasogois shehisig hatzadik hagodol mem boylam haze, where these tzadikim, when they'll get toylam hapo, and there they'll get to understand what a much greater tzadik already achieved in oylam haze while he was living in this world, yihye etzlam dvorim noiroim. To them, these will be awesome revelations, and it'll be tremendous chidushim, v'yichfu mehem, and they'll be burned by it, like it'll be such fantasy to them. V'etzlat tzadik hagodol hoyu hasogos shelolam hazeh. And to a greater tzadik, these were things that he came to understand even while he was in olam hazeh. So vast are the differences between tzadikim. And we've stressed this before because this is a point of emunah in Yiddishkeit. There are certain people that say, well, I don't want to be prejudiced, and who am I to say who's a bigger tzaddik? They're all tzaddikim, they're all this. Person who says that is a balgaiva. Person who says that is arguing with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. They're disagreeing with the Zohar HaKadosh. Because the Zohar HaKadosh in one place goes through the bother of showing the differences between tzaddikim and stressing very clearly that no two tzaddikim are alike. That even though the Torah says about Noach, Noach ish tzaddik, tomim hoyu b'dayroisov, eso alikim es halech Noach, and Hashem said, ki oischo ro'isi tzaddik lefonai b'dayr hazeh, compared to Avraham Avinu, he was considered to be small. The Zohar HaKadosh says, because when Hashem got angry at the world, when Noach was living, Noach seemingly did almost nothing to try to save anybody else's skin other than his own and his immediate family. Whereas Avram Avinu, when he was told that this wacky city called Sodom was going to be destroyed, and they weren't his mother-in-laws or his sister-in-laws or anything, he still got up to bat for them and was mispalel Tashem and tried to do every iota of negotiation to the maximum degree that he thought it was possible to try to save them. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this is a difference between two tzaddikim. And then the Zohar HaKadosh goes on to say that again between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, we see tremendous difference. That Avram Avinu, the fact was, the bottom line was, that he wasn't successful in saving the people of Sodom who were Rishoim. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jews were involved in worshipping the Egel Azov, the golden calf, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu hit a grand slam. Not only did he succeed in saving their necks, in saving the Am Yisrael, where Hashem said, I'm about to destroy them, to wipe out the whole Klal Yisrael, but at a time like that, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to convert the Roiges to Rachmonus. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get Hashem to permit the Jews to build a Mishkan right after that, for Hashem to take up residence, full-time residence, for Hashem to take up full-time residence among Bnei Yisrael, which had never happened before that. And it was only after the Egel Azov that Moshe Rabbeinu pulled this off. Plus, he got Hashem to reveal to him the secret of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachmim, the secret of how to be able to erase any type of sin and any type of anger of Hashem by mentioning these Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachmim. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn around a situation, to turn around a catastrophe into such a major success. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, this is Noach, this is Avram Avinu, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Stressing, not equal, not the same. Here also, Rabbeinu Zal makes a point of saying, don't you dare think that two tzaddikim are equal in knowledge, equal in understanding of Hashem. They're not alike. There are certain tzaddikim who in Olam Hazeh, the level of closeness that they achieve in Olam Hazeh, other tzaddikim, after Mashiach will come, they'll first get to taste what this tzaddik was already zeicha to hundreds of years before that, while he was in a body. Now try to imagine what that tzaddik's level of understanding will be when he gets to Olam Haba. Yes and no. There's no question at all that there are certain things which a person on their own could never come to understand at all. And yet, let's say, for example, a Havdil, a person who knows nothing about physics, would walk into a certain machine room where this machine room was constructed by one of the most advanced scientists who put it together. Person walking in on their own with an elementary level of knowledge of physics or even an advanced knowledge of physics, but nothing like what this scientist knows, would walk in there and you tell him, go ahead, let's see you. How do you get this machine started? And he wouldn't know where to begin. There's no buttons to push. There's a whole scientific formula as to how to get this thing started. He doesn't even know where to begin. You can get another person who has no knowledge of physics at all, walks into the room with the scientist that constructed it and knows it inside out, who says, listen, I'm going to give you a 15-minute explanation, and in 15 minutes, you're going to know what my students don't even know. People that have been learning physics for 10 years don't know. It doesn't mean, on one hand, it doesn't mean you'll know everything that they know, but I can give you in 15 minutes information that'll put you ahead of them. It'll give you, you'll be more advanced than them. And that, in a sense, is what a tzaddik does for his talmidim. He gives them certain shortcuts, and he can take them to places where other yidden don't even know that these places exist. in terms of closeness to Hashem, etc., etc., because he's the tzaddik. He has the right to skip steps. The famous story in the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, who took Acher, one of the rabbis of the Gemara, became an apikiris and got put into Gehenim. And this rabbi walked into Gehenim and led him out of Gehenim into Gan Eden. What do you mean? That process is supposed to take a certain number of years. What kind of business? The answer is that tzaddik has the koyach to do that. He can splice off time and he can compact what would normally take the whole concept of a tzaddik. Rabbi Nezal explains in other chapters in Kutim Ran, is being able to take information, which for certain people it would take them years to achieve this understanding, and a tzaddik is able to present it in a way to shorten drastically the amount of time that it takes the person to understand it. Now Rabbi Nezal says, this is still Rabbi Nosenzal explaining and reviewing Rabbi Nezal's words from earlier. V'chein etzel akum, yihye zeh etzlam hasoga gedoyla, and so too by the goyim, for them it'll be a tremendous achievement in wisdom, kisheyovoyu al stam yahadus poshut shel isha yisraeli sheyesh loy bozeh oylam, when they will learn the most elementary basics of Judaism, that the simplest Jew in this world knows about Yiddishkeit, when they'll learn that, losed lovoy, to them that'll be a major chiddush. To understand the concept of lighting candles on a Friday night, or to understand the reasoning behind some of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Hainu sheyedu me'avoidos Yisrael, they'll get to know about the service that the Yidden do serving Hashem, umikidushas ha-mitzvahs shelohem shosu b'olam hazeh, and they'll get to know a little bit of the holiness of the mitzvahs which the Yidden did in olam hazeh, yihye etzlam hasoga. That for the goyim then will be a tremendous achievement. Ma sheyedu v'yargishu k'tzas kidusha. This that they'll get to understand and feel a little bit of kidusha, kemoi ish kosher poshut, like a simple religious Jew, shemargish bozeh ha'olam b'avoda pshuta, what he feels when he sits down to his Shabbos table on a Shabbos, when he does an avoda pshuta, a simple form of serving Hashem, b'li shum hasogo, without any deep level of understanding, u'kesheyavoyu akum al zeh, and when the goyim will come to this realization in the future, yihye etzlam hasoga gedoyla, that for them will be considered to be a tremendous achievement. Aval anachnu am kodosh, but we, the holy nation of Bnei Yisrael, ein erech lahasoga seinu, there's no limit, there's no boundary to our level of understanding, the level of understanding that we will achieve then, ma kol shkein lahasoga shel tzaddik. How much more so, try to imagine what tzaddikim are going to be zeichet to understand in the future. Based on the levels of understanding that they get of Hashem in this world, try to imagine what for them is going to be a super high in the future. Now, Rabbi Nezal goes on to say, Ushlemus hadas kishena semimakifim pnimim. What's considered to be shlemus hadas, true success in understanding, is when a person is zeichet to take makifin and convert them into pnimim. V'oz nitzoil mikol tzorois. And when a person is doing that, that helps to save the person and to protect the person from any kind of suffering or problems. And now Rabbi Nezal is going to give another explanation as to why. Lamoshel, for example, kishe'echot mitzapeh v'oirev l'chaveru l'horgoi, if Ruvain wants to kill Shimon, and he's planning, he's plotting how to set an ambush for Shimon, how when he sees him go by, he's going to do a certain item to bring his life to an end. Azai tzorich l'shanois hamalbushim. Then one of the ways that Shimon can escape death is by masking himself, by being able to change his clothes, make himself appear to be somebody else. Kidei shele yakiro isoy, so that he shouldn't be recognized. People can't, he travels incognito. Kamoy shekosav, as the posuk says in Yoiv, mishane ponov vatishalcheu. He changed his face and they let him go. This concept of being able to be released, we hear about escapes, people escaping from prison by putting on somebody else's clothing. Rabbi Nezal says, "Ki al yidei shemishanim haponim al yidei levushin acherim," by a person changing his surface, his outer appearance, by putting on different clothes, niftar mimenu. He becomes free from his opponent, from the one that wants to destroy him. V'chein be'ikur ha'odom. The same thing is true when we talk about what's really man. Hainu b'hasechel, which means when it comes to the sechel, the neshama of a person, the brain of the person, the mind of the person. Yesh b'chinas levushin. There also, there's what's called the outer appearance. And those levushin are hainu hasechel hamakif. That's this halo that's around the person's head. That's this wisdom that the person hasn't yet achieved, but it's the next level of wisdom that they're up to, that they're able to achieve. V'tzorech lasos mehamakif pnimi. And a Jew's responsibility is to constantly be converting makif to pnimi. V'lasos loy makifin acherim. And to make for himself new makifin each time. Hainu b'chinas malbushim acherim. This means a new set of clothing. And that's how a person is able to save himself and protect himself from all spiritual enemies. or any enemies. Ki malbush bigimatria chashmal. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word malbush, which means clothing, is the same gematria as the word chashmal, which refers to one of the highest levels of the light of Hashem. And we know that this light of chashmal is considered to be so powerful that it chases away all forces of tumah, all forces of evil, run away from it. So if malbush is bigimatria chashmal, if a Jew is zeicha to have the right malbush, that also will be able to fend off all enemies.
Right one or changing ones? In other words, what's
both, the both. According to the quality of the malbush, that's what determines to what degree it's mavriach mashchisim. And there's a special concept of changing clothes, meaning what Rabbi Nizal is getting here is something specific. The concept of a torpedo. When a person sends a certain missile, let's say a plane shoots a missile at a target, they're assuming that the target is in a certain place or the target is traveling at a certain speed, and they gear the coordinates of that missile to meet the thing in a certain place and automatically explosion, destruction. What if the speed is multiplied by 2 on the target and not on the missile? Same missile, same target, no contact whatsoever. Gets away unscathed completely. The missile explodes, supposedly, if it's on a timer. Nothing happens. Why? Because the guy moved faster than the thing was timed. Here also, when a gzardin is issued against a person, it's issued against person A. If person A becomes person B, by the time that missile is supposed to reach him, the thing can't hit him. The thing can't affect him. If a certain level of klipa is sent to attack a certain person, and that person jumps up, automatically he dodges the bullet. Or, if he rises to a certain level, the bullet runs away from him. The mashchis runs away from him.
Is this the device used in the Pasha this week, in the Togos, in the achievement of the bracha, by utilizing the disguise? Or the...
Also true. It was a matter of Yaakov Avinu saving himself from Esav. This was a point where Esav was about to get a certain bracha. Esav's getting the bracha would have meant the destruction of Yaakov Avinu, plain and simple. Because the Gemara says these two are always considered to be on opposite ends of a seesaw. When this one goes up, the other one automatically goes down simultaneously. How did Yaakov Avinu change that? Mishane pono
v'tishlocheyu.
In a sense. But here Rabbein Azal, to keep it on the simplest level, Rabbein Azal is saying that you should know that when it comes to din and klipois and ra, enemies that are working against the person, those enemies are usually tied into the level that the person is on. If a Jew is doing what he's supposed to be doing every single day, which means he's not remaining on the same level that he was on yesterday, he's changing his clothes every day, that's one of the best ways to avoid being harmed by klipois or midas hadin that would want to attack the person. This is also the concept of Purim. Purim represents the highest level of das, Purim, it's a mitzvah to get drunk. Usually drunkenness represents where the das goes away. Histalkus das. Purim, the das is considered to be so high that we can even drink and it doesn't do any harm. And on Purim, there's this changing of clothes. This mishana ponot patishlocheyu, that the kol oirev umastin can't do any harm to the person. This is the concept of changing clothes for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, a halacha. How are you mechabe the Shabbos? Kabdeu b'ksus nekiyah. Put on different clothes. Shaloyehe begodov shel Shabbos ki begodov shel choyl. What do you accomplish by that? The Zohar HaKadosh says, v'chol dinin mis'abrin mino. That the midas hadin can't touch the person on Shabbos. Why? Mishana ponov atishlocheyo. Shabbos, the person receives a different ponim, a different face. We spoke about certain tzaddikim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Sidurei Shel Shabbos, where it was known that you looked at his face on Shabbos, he didn't look the same at all as he looked during the week. This different face, which automatically wards off and protects the person from any mashchisim. Ki al yidei shemeshanin haponim, al yidei levushna cherim, niftar mimenu. Here you see the taich of the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, v'chol dinin misabra mino, v'chuloin misatrin b'nishmos n'chadetin. To be misatir means to cloak. A Jew cloaks himself on Shabbos with a new neshama, automatically the dinin misabra mine. What's the new neshama? The higher level of Torah that a person learns on Shabbos. The new hasogos of das. The Zohar HaKadosh says on Shabbos, a person learns is supposed to learn the Torah of atikos stimo, a much higher level of Torah that they're learning during the week. That higher level of das that the person's achieving on Shabbos is this change of clothes, which eliminates all klipos, all tumah. V'chein be'ikor odom, haino ba'seichel, yesh b'chinas levushin, haino ha'seichel ha'makif, v'tzorich la'asos me'amakif pnimi. A person has to convert the makif to pnimi, v'la'asos la'makif in acherim, haino b'chinas malbushim acherim. V'aydei zeh nitzol nekol orev ha'mastin, ki malbush b'gmatar chashmal, me'chashmal b'orichim kol ha'mashchisim. V'zeh oiz v'hodor levusho v'tischak li'oim achroim. There's a pasuk that we say again on Shabbos in Eish Yisrael. She will be zeicha to dress herself with strength and beauty, and she'll laugh in the day to come. Rabbi Nezal says, al yidei halavush, through this levush, shehu bechinas hachashmal, shehu levush oiz v'hodor, that's this levush of strength and beauty, levush chozok v'noe, a levush of strength and beauty, al yidei zeh v'tischak liyoy machroin. Through that, the person will be zeicha to laugh. Liyoy Machroin represents the future when there'll be this Hagdola Sadas. She'eino Yoroi Mimenu Klal Kanal. He's not afraid of the Klipois, the Tumor, the Ra. V'ikraz Manlaze Hu Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Nezal says the month of the year that's most mesukal for this, for a Jew to rocket their way upwards, to advance in taking on new levels of Sechel, the month that's best suited for this is the month of Elul. Because v'zehu levusha v'tischak liyoy machroin roshetevois elul. The word elul makes up the first letters of these words, levusha v'tischak liyoy machroin. That's when a person receives this oiz v'hodor through which they're zeicha to this new levush. V'zeh b'chinas shiva yemei avelus rachmona litzlan. This is tied in with what we learned earlier about the 7 days of the chuppah, the sheva brachas, versus the 7 days of avelus that we have when a person passes away. It's by keeping those 7 days that we give the neshama of the person that passed away the power to rise up to the oyer haponim of Hashem, to be zecher to get to see the light of Hashem. Ayin le'el, as we learned earlier. V'alkein chayev ho'ovel rachmona litzlon kriya. And it's for this reason that an ovel, one of the mitzvahs of an ovel, is to tear their clothes. Tearing of the clothes, change of clothes. Ki kra bigimatria shin ayin nohirin shiloyer haponim shehem hagimatria shel beis pomim kel bemiluoy ki kel hu oyer haponim. Because the root of the word kriya, to tear one's clothing, is kuf reish ayin. Kuf reish ayin is bigimatria 370, which is the number that's associated with the light of Hashem. When we talk about the 10 spheroids, the 10 qualities of Hashem, which represent the glow of Hashem, the oyer of Hashem, that oyer is broken up into 300s, and seven tens. The three midos of Hashem, Keser, Chochma, and Bina, or Chochma, Bina, and Das, are considered to be a higher level. They're considered to be hundreds. The seven lower midos, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, and Tzachat, Yisod, Malchus, are considered to be tens, together making up a total of 370. That's this gematria of Kuf, Resh, Ayin. When a person tears Kriya, through that they're elevating the Neshama to rise up and be Nichlal, to enter into the Shar Lashem, we learned. Zeh HaShar Lashem, Tzadikim Yavoyu Voy. The word Hashar is Oiseis Ho'eser. Through these 10 spheroids, the person is to come close to Hashem, to taste this Oyer Haponim. And Rabbi Nizal says, these Shin Ayin Ohoyerna, the Oyer Haponim, which are Begimatria, twice Kael Bemiluoy. Hashem's name Kael, when spelled out in its full form, Aleph, is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalid, it's Bigimatria 185. Twice Kael is Bigimatria Shin Ayin, standing for these Shin Ayin of the Oyer Haponim, which represent this light of the face of Hashem, Kavyochel. The Meforshim bring also that the word Makif, Hekef, is the root, is the base of the word Makif. The word Hekef, Hey Kuf Pei, is also a bigimatria of the milui of this word Kael. We learned about a makif and a makif la makif in this Torah. These twice hekif is also a bigimatria of 370, representing these 370 lights of the Or Haponin. Now, Rabbi Nizal says, this paragraph that we're about to learn now is actually the basis of this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Because Rabbi Nizal told Rabbi Nosson Zal that there were two questions that were asked in Shomayim, and Rabbi Nizal gave the answer to these two questions. These two questions he's about to present now, the answer to them was already explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal says, Hikshu, they ask the question, who's they? This question was raised in heaven. Ki yesh makifin etzel hasechel, there are makifin relative to a person's own mind, hainu she'ein nichnas la'asechel pnimi ho'anoishi, that those levels of wisdom which a person can't attain, he can't bring it inside his brain. That's number one. Number two, v'yesh makifin la'hatorah, the Torah itself also has makifin she'makif la'hatorah, which surround the Torah itself, ve'enoy nichnas le'toich ha'torah, and it doesn't enter inside the Torah itself. U'bahamakifin yesh shehem makifin vo'imnim lefnei ho'inayim, and regarding these makifin, there are some that are very close by. It's as if they're right in front of the person's eyes, rak shehem makifin, but they're not inside. Again, they're still outside the brain, outside the level of reach of the person, but it's close by, close enough to see. Ve'enom nichnosim la'sechel, they haven't yet gone into the person's mind. Ve'yesh shehem behelam, whereas there are certain makifin that are completely hidden. They're so far away from the person that the person doesn't see them at all. He doesn't even know they exist. Shiloibo adayin afilu lamakifin. They haven't even yet entered the sphere of being called makifin relative to this person. Relative to this person, these don't even exist yet because he's got things, a lot of other things that are in front of that online in terms of things that he still has to learn yet. V'hu bechinas ibur. These makifin are considered to be in a state of pregnancy, like the first months of pregnancy where the child is not visible at all. People don't even know that there's a child, an embryo growing inside. Uma lasois sheyichnesu hamakifin shel ha-Torah l'toich ha-Torah bifnim, v'hamakifin shel ha-Sechel yichnesu l'toich ha-Sechel ha-Pnimi. The question is, what needs to be done so that the makifin of the Torah should enter inside the Torah, and so that the makifin of a person's own mind should enter into that person's mind? Dahainu, this means shemitchilo yovoyu v'yizgalu hamakifin shel ha-Torah mihelam lemakifin. First, what needs to be done is relative to that person's madrega. Within the Torah, there's that which is revealed, that which is pnimitim, and that which is makif. There's a question of converting makif to pnimi, being moiled the moichin of the Torah itself. V'achakach yichnesu ha-makifin shel ha-Torah lepnim. First, he has to bring them mihelam el ha-gilui, first he has to bring the makifin, make them visible for starters, and then convert them from makifin to pnimiyim. V'chein ha-makifin shel ha-sechel. And so too, relative to the person, that was relative to the Torah. Now, relative to the person, that specific person can't understand yet, based on his human limitations, how does a person convert that makif to pnimi? He should get to take what's originally hidden from him and bring that to us, completely hidden from him, and bring it to a level of makifin where it's not in his brain, but it's there, it's reachable. V'hamakifin yenasim pnimim. Whereas that which is now makifin to him, to convert it to pnimim. Hakashya hazois hikshu b'mokim sheikshu. This question was asked where it was asked. V'huzal omar alzeh teretz. And Rabbeinu Zal gave the answer to this question. Kach shamati mipiv hakodesh beferush. Rav Nosson Zal says, I heard this from Rabbeinu Zal's own mouth. I heard him say that this is how this shir came about. V'aharkach zochinu lishmoya kol ha-Torah hanal. And afterwards we were zocher to hear this entire chapter on Likut Imran. V'ato mevuar lama'ayin ha-teretz al ha-shayla v'akashya hanal. And now, after learning this chapter on Likut Imran, you have the answer to this question, to this problem. Because to summarize this question very briefly, the first problem is how to be moilid, the moichin, mita'alu moson, how to take the moichin from a completely invisible place and make them visible, for starters. And then once you make them visible, once you bring them out from Ibra to Leda, how do you take what's makif and actually make it pnim? In other words, we're talking about two levels of remoteness from the person's level of understanding. And it's already been explained in this chapter very clearly how a person is zeichet to this, meaning two steps. Hainu al yedei tzaoko b'toyro utfilo. Through a person screaming in Torah and in Tefillah, that's how you're moiled the moichin mitalu moson. That's how you take the moichin from zero, from being completely invisible, and make them visible. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk tzaakosenu yoidea ta'alumos. And Rabbeinu Zal said that pasuk is the same Rosh Tevois as the pasuk tzur yelodcho teshi, to be moiled, to give birth, to bring the meichen into Leda, that's done through tzaoka, through screaming. Vayidei kedushas shiva saneirois, and by purifying these seven candles, dahainu lekadesh es enov, this means purifying these seven openings of the head, to purify one's eyes, sheloi lestakel b'mashos lestakel, not to look at what a Jew's not allowed to look at. V'chein lekadesh piv v'choitmoi v'yosnov kanal, and also to purify the mouth, and the nose and the ears, as we explained earlier, not to speak any lies, or Lashon Hara, or Mitzi Shem, all of those things. The nose was perfection of Yiras Hashem. The ears was perfection of Emunas Chachomim. Alidei says, and this is all the category of silence. This is not Tza'oko, this is quiet. We said that the Moichin, the brain, is represented by a candle. A candle burns with oil. The oil, the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, is what's symbolic of these seven openings of the head, corresponding to the seven candles of the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash that burned on oil. We said that when you pour oil, it's very silent, very quiet. This process requires a shtika, a quietness. That's how a person is zoiche, that the meichen are able to go inside the person. How do they enter? Through these seven openings of the head. That's how the seichel comes inside. Ubiur ha'inyan, the explanation of this, the rayosav, and all the proofs for this, v'heichon merumas, soidois noirois halolu, and where these secrets are hidden, are hinted to in the Torah, hakoil mavura le'el bayar hetev. All of this was explained very, very clearly in this chapter on Likut Imran. Ashrei sheyosim eliboi la'ayin bohem. Fortunate is that Jew who will take it to heart to study this chapter very clearly, very carefully, and to understand what Rabbeinu Zal wants from us here, be'emes, lion boy be'emes, to research this very honestly, lilmoid ulalameid lishmo v'lasis l'kaim, to learn this, to teach it to others, and to be zecha, to be mekayim this 100%. Halavai, we should be zecha to that.
Baruch Hashem. The process that Rabbeinu Zal described about taking the makifin of the Torah itself and bringing them in.
Yes.
Two questions. How is this different? What is meant by this? And being different than, let's say, a person's own personal makif? And secondly, is it something that's accomplished at the same time through the same process or in a different way?
Yes. Rabbeinu Zal said that there's two forms of action. That means there's two actions here. There's tzaka, and there's the purifying of the Shiva Neiros. Tzaka is moilet moichin. It brings the moichin from ta'aluma, from hidden, helam to ibur, from helam to leda, from ibur to leda, and the being mekadish the Shiva Neiros converts makif to pnimi. Now Rabbeinu Zal explained, relative to the Torah, there's this process. I'll give you a simple example of it. Let's say lahavdil. There's a wisdom of mathematics, engineering. Until a certain book was written, a person who discovered a new wisdom in engineering, where's that wisdom in his brain? As far as the world is concerned, it doesn't exist. It's not there at all. The minute that person takes his wisdom and writes a book on it, he writes a sefer on it, suddenly that wisdom was noilad. It went from ibur to leda. It's there now. Now there's a second step of a person taking that book and sitting down and studying it and bringing it inside his own brain. Lahavdil, in Torah, in Hasogas Elokus, it's the same thing. There are Moichen Dikdusha, there's Das of Hashem, wisdom and understanding of Hashem, that's not, it hasn't been written down yet, it's not in Sforim, it hasn't been given over, it hasn't been brought into tangible, made tangible yet. There's converting it, making it tangible, which comes through Tzaoka, which Rabbeinu Zal explained earlier, the tefillah, we had it in the previous chapter on Likutei Moran, that before a tzaddik is able to be mefarish Torah, requires tefillah and everything. That's the first step. And then there's the step of taking it inside the person, which requires being mekadesh the Shiva Neiros.